You're listening to Focus on Campus, a show which focuses on the faculty, staff, and students at the University of Texas at El Paso. I'm Nora Martinez in for Louis Sines today. And today we have in the studio Ana Gabriela Becerra. She's the Public Relations Committee Leader for an upcoming exhibit being presented by the UTEP Department of Arts Senior Graphic Design Portfolio. And well, we want to thank you so much for being with us, Ana.
Hi, thank you for inviting us. We're really happy to be here.
Well, this exhibit actually had its opening just last night, but it's going to be on display for a few more days, right?
That's right. It's going to be up until Thursday, next Thursday, December the 12th.
And, well, graphic design, I think that maybe when you are sort of breaking the news maybe to your parents that you want to study art, you know, usually each parent's heart sinks, right? Because, oh, you're never going to be able to make a living. Why don't you find something where you can actually get a job afterwards? But I think the focus on graphic design is a little bit different because you're not going to be, you know, making your living painting images on an easel. You're actually going to be using graphic design, I guess, to market a particular object, or you are actually working to make maybe a commercial product out of your work.
That's right. That's right. Well, I guess I always liked art, and personally, I did choose graphic design as a safe side, but still staying within art. And I guess the commercial aspect of graphic design makes it easier to make a living. It's still kind of hard, especially in smaller cities, but it's a growing field, and it's getting better.
So how did you get your interest in art to begin with?
Ever since I was little, I saw my brother drawing, and I guess I wanted to be like him, so I started drawing myself. And it had just evolved into something I did, into my own identity and something that helped me cope with things during life, and it just stayed as part of me.
Well, I think that maybe when most people start off doodling, you know, they start off with stick figures, and then they graduate to maybe something more realistic, but occasionally, especially nowadays, you find a lot more sort of abstract type of art being produced. And when were you maybe introduced to that aspect of art?
I think until high school, when I started understanding concepts that were more complicated, that weren't so interesting to just depict literally. So it was more interesting to maybe see conceptual art or see it a little bit disguised in other kinds of art, not just literal paintings.
And so what made you choose to pursue your degree at UTEP?
Well, a big factor was being close to home. And I had a good graphic design program, so I said, why not? And I'd rather do really well here at UTEP than continue my education in another place.
Well, you were telling me before the show that you are not necessarily just getting a degree in graphic design. You have one other degree that you're going to be receiving already next weekend when it's graduation time.
That's right. I'm also getting a bachelor's in PR or communications, and I just wanted to pair it up with something that would enhance the skills that I'm learning in graphic design and maybe more opportunities in the job field.
And you are probably after a semester break going to maybe pursue a master's degree when it's all said and done.
That's right. I guess I'm going to take a semester off and then go ahead to my master's education. Probably something like marketing, something that will also enhance what I already know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this exhibit. It's called BOLD, the Graphic Design Portfolio Exhibition. And when I think of a portfolio, I think of, for example, you have a model who's going to the Ford modeling agency, and then they have a portfolio of shots that they have to present to sort of market themselves. Is this kind of similar to that?
Not exactly. Well, we're getting together our portfolios because this is our last graphic design class, so it's mostly seniors. Every year, this exhibition happens at UTEP, but due to the construction and we're too many students this year, we decided to make it off campus. And every year, we get together our best pieces that we've done so far, and we exhibit them. So it can be packaging, it can be posters, stationery, anything we've done. So it's not a literal portfolio. That's just the title of the class.
Well, it's kind of interesting because when I was reading the press release to this particular exhibit, it says that UTEP graphic designers define their mission as a protest against bad design. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us have our own opinions about what's bad design. But, I mean, is there actually something that is taught as bad design?
Definitely. There's a ton of, like, rules that you're doing your own work and you just hear that little voice in the back of your head and it's your professor. Hierarchy, consistency, and type, and don't stretch type. Don't ever stretch type. So we decided to base our exhibition on that. So our publicity and our posters, it's just reiterating those rules that we've heard all of our career, and to advocate good design.
Well, I mean, obviously there have been, you know, some very famous designs that have been very commercially successful. I'm thinking like of the Coca-Cola swirl on their bottle, or the Pepsi circle, you know, the Frosted Flakes Tony the Tiger, or, you know, Corn Flakes Rooster. You know, we all associate a particular image with a particular brand. And is that maybe something that on some projects that you focus on, like, I want this particular viewer to maybe associate this image with me or with this product?
Definitely. Every client is different, or every project is different. But the approach is pretty much the same. You're trying to put all these concepts into one quick image, like a logo or icon. And you want to make it durable. You want to make it last. Like the Coca-Cola logo, they've never changed it. And if they do, their sales drop. So that's what you're aiming for your logo to last 20 years or more.
So when you're working on your projects, do you have a client that's presented to you, or a real client or a hypothetical client, and you sort of have to design around that?
Usually we have mock clients that the professors come up with, but they're highly detailed. They're like, the restaurant's going to have this kind of menu and blah, blah, blah. But sometimes we do have real clients. Some of them are within UTEP. Some of them are off campus. And what happens is that we all do the same project, and then the real client picks the one they like the most. But we still get a grade. So,
So what are some examples of maybe some of the designs that we're going to be seeing at this exhibit, which is called Bold Graphic Design Portfolio Exhibition? It's going to be at the station offices downtown at 500 West Overland. You were telling me before the show that each of the artists, and there's quite a few of them that are going to be exhibiting, sort of have created their own logos, I guess you could say.
Yes. So last time I counted, we were 28 students, and we each have our area, and we each have our newly done personal logos and identities. And some of the examples, I guess, for example, packaging. The last project my class did was this magic venue, an entertainment venue for adults and families. It's called Abracadabra. And it's a place for families during the day and adults during the night. And we had to create packaging for their souvenir store or the actual dining items. So that's the kind of stuff we have as mock clients, and you're going to see packaging for mock clients like that. So it can be from toys to real dining stuff or a barbershop's shaving kit.
So this is actually pretty broad as far as the types of subject matter that graphic design encompasses. It's not just maybe a student sitting in front of a computer making a design. It's that you're actually physically working with materials to create certain objects.
Yes, that's the hard thing. You can come up with 1,000 great ideas, but that they're actually going to work and that they're going to be that it's going to function with the product, that's the hard part. So what you're going to be seeing at the exhibition is the real final product that you would see at a store.
So where do you get the materials from? Because I'm thinking a lot of times maybe students are going to be working on a computer design of their particular project, but it won't necessarily be produced. But I'm assuming that for this exhibit, you're actually going to have real physical objects there for people to look at. Is there any particular place that supplies a lot of these materials for you to use?
Well, art stores, local art stores, but it's not the actual done product. So you print it yourself and you build it yourself.
Oh.
That's right. And if it's a already made box, you cover it up yourself. And so you work around that. Since it's just a mock-up, and that's usually how you present it to a real-life client. And then based on that mock-up, they decide if they want to produce it.
Well, I'm also thinking that this graphic design class seems like it would work really well in combination, like, with advertising classes. Do you work at all with, you know, advertising students here on campus?
Actually, we don't. It would be great, but we don't. In the outside world, I guess it always coincides, graphic design, with advertising. And we actually have to do some advertising ourselves, because we need to come up with the copy we write in our designs, and we're designing a poster, we need to have the mentality of an advertiser, you know.
Well, I'm thinking also that there are a lot of modern artists, I guess they would be considered pop artists now, people like Andy Warhol, who, I guess if you look at their designs, if you look at their artwork, it is more of sort of a graphic design concept. It doesn't really look like, you know, the art, you know, quotation marks, that you'd go to a museum to see. Have you been influenced at all by, you know, any of these pop artists?
I guess I can't pinpoint a certain artist that I've been influenced by, but definitely, I mean, we're bombarded by advertising everywhere. And I guess there's an influence there. I haven't really thought about it. But he kind of broke ground with the whole graphic design thing and made it easier, and it started growing ever since then. So
there was an artist featured recently in Vogue magazine, and I can't remember for the life of me what his name was, but he started with a lot of, maybe not splatter art, but very sort of obscure art. But then he went on to create art with large stenciling of words, to where the words themselves were the art. And I'm wondering if maybe something like that is maybe highlighted in some of the designs and the graphic design
exhibit. Definitely. Typography is a big, big thing. And our publicity campaign for the exhibition is based only on type. So type is a major area of graphic design, and it speaks so much within your art. If you add type, you don't add type. And it's not very recent. I mean, it's been here, I'm not exactly sure how many years, but ever since they would type things or advertisements with wood type or wood blocks. And it was such an art to create a new font. It was so hard. And now it's much easier with computers, but it's still an art coming up with a new type and a new font, and developing every single symbol within it, or every detail of each letter. So it's definitely an art within graphic design.
So you were saying right at the beginning of the show, don't stretch the type.
Yes.
Why shouldn't you stretch the type?
Because it's done that width, exactly. Because it's, when you're typing, it works with the other letters. And if you stretch it, it's like ruining a painting. it's done that way for a specific reason, and if you stretch it, it's losing its balance. So what you would do is look for another type that would be extended instead of stretching it yourself.
So stretching out, would you mean like stretching out horizontally or vertically, or
either,
both?
Either way.
you want the words or the letters to look like the actual
letters.
Exactly.
So if you want a taller type, you just pick something that's skinnier. And that works with your design.
Well, the UTEP Graphic Design Senior Portfolio students will be holding their exhibition, Bold Graphic Design Portfolio Exhibition, through next Thursday at the station offices. That's at 500 West Overland, Suite 250. That's downtown. And there are a number of artists that are going to be featured in there, including Ana Gabriela Becerra, our guest today, the Public Relations Committee leader. We want to thank you so much for being on Focus on Campus today.
Thank you for letting us come. We're really excited, and we hope to see you there.
Focus on Campus was taped at the KTEP studios at the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you so much for listening today. For Focus on Campus, I'm Norma Martinez.